Hey, Kurt, have you seen like a brown bag laying around anywhere?
No, I mean, I have brown bags in my pants. Like,
It's like a sack, and there's like dollar signs on
yeah,
the outside of it.
I'm using that as underwear right now.
Did you happen see anything inside the bags? You see, I've misplaced my stocks.
I was kind of in a rush, man. Like, all right,
Oh no.
I shit my pants. I
Oh
threw
no.
my underwear outside of our time machine while we were flying through the time-space continuum. And I saw a brown bag, put it on, and now, I don't know what's in it. My
So
balls feel heavier.
I had all of my AMC stocks in there
Oh, let me
that I
check.
bought just right when the pandemic hit. You know? What are you're pulling it out? Do you think you're still?
Nope, that's just my penis.
Ah, shit, that's just your dick, yeah.
Yeah, dude, I
Damn
don't.
it.
Oh, yeah, I remember. I dumped everything out.
Where did you dump it out?
Into the time-space continuum.
So you're just saying my AMC stocks are just floating throughout time and space?
Yeah, I mean, I
You're.
didn't know they were AMC stocks. They looked like a bunch of Lego bricks painted blue.
Oh, that's not good. So I had, like I said, I bought a bunch of AMC stocks right when the pandemic hit. Just, for fun, because I thought, hey, Robinhood seems to be, advertising to us kids now to buy all these stocks.
Oh yeah,
And I heard of that
it's.
one kid who killed himself because he lost a whole bunch of money. And I thought, wow, that sounds pretty risky. And all these other kids are doing drugs. Might as well do something risky for myself. And yeah, dude, I spent like all of my last 30 bucks on that.
Farts.
Yeah.
Yikes,
I
dude.
actually did a calc I actually looked it up on the internet, and it said that it would have been worth about $3 million.
Right now?
Yeah, right now,
Oh my
like right
God.
now. And that's what the guy, when I bought them too, the guy who sold them to me, he told me, like, you sit on these for a couple months, you're a millionaire.
Big rip. Well, dude, what are you gonna do now? Like, I mean, do you want
I'm
the
gonna
bag
go back to the
back?
guy. I bought it from some dude in an alleyway. He was the one, because I'm not old enough to actually, do a whole stock thing,
You don't have
according
a
to him.
broker?
So that's what he calls himself, a broker. He
Broker.
told me
Do you have a
everything. He's like,
card?
hey, you want to get rich quick? You just give me some money.
Yeah, show me
I'll
his card. Do you
open
have a
the back
card?
door to the stock market and get you some stocks
Show me his card. Do you have a card for him?
Yeah, let me pull it off. Let me pull it off here. Here you go. It's Jordan Belfort.
Oof. Jordan
Yeah.
Belfort. Yeah,
We
okay.
call him
I
the
mean,
wolf.
like, it's a really nice card. Eggshell. Eggshell white with the, oh, look at that embossment.
Yeah.
Hey, Gabe, I have to return some videotapes.
Yeah?
Yeah. Dude, I'm sorry about your stocks, but I think you got scammed. He sold, I think it was just a bunch of Lego bricks. That's what I saw in the bag.
Shit. Okay,
I mean, if
so.
you lost them, you lost them, but if they were actually stocks, then I'm sorry.
I mean, at this point, if I don't get to keep any of my stocks, fuck everyone else,
Do you want the bag
I'm.
back?
I'll get the bag back.
Okay, like you might have to wash it first, but here you go. You see
Wait a second,
that? Flawless.
Kurt, you wouldn't have happened to maybe put the, you wouldn't have happened when you put the bag on. Did you feel any resistance going in there?
Nope, just my balls.
Just your balls,
Yeah,
nothing
that's
jingling
quite a
around.
bit
No,
of resistance, by the way.
because I know you have a tendency to
Boof
shove things
things?
up your
You
ass.
mean boof things?
Yeah, yes, spoof
No,
things.
I didn't boof. Wait, hold on. What is this?
Oh my God, it's my stocks. How convenient.
May not take your guns away, but we will. Yeah.
Yeah, we will, you fucking. Well, actually, I don't know if that's a good idea, because previously on Gator Sauce, the last time we took someone's gun, even though it was accidentally, they caught fire and ran into our time machine, and now we're stranded.
Oh yeah, we're stranded. But I do want to take all everyone's guns because I want to create like a giant mech made out of like hundreds and thousands of guns.
So do you think the guns would be the legs too? So yeah. Like, could you hypothetically shoot from every single limb?
Yeah.
And every single dick. Part of your body.
My dick is just going to be a giant conglomeration of AR-15s.
It's just like one attached to the other, like human centipede?
No, I'm... Yeah. No.
So do you think you shoot the gun in the back and then it propels the gun in front of it?
No, I'm thinking like, you know, like how cinnamon sticks are arranged, like faggots? You know?
You mean like a bundle of sticks?
Yeah, a bundle of sticks. That's what I'm thinking with the ARs. Like a bundle of ARs is my cock.
I just like that you use the word faggots, like the original meaning of it.
Yeah, because I don't use that word unless it's in the context that it was created in.
You're taking that word not back, but you're redefining.
No, I am taking that word back. Back to the fucking 1400s.
I'm taking it back. You're taking it back not as a gay person, which you are, but you're taking it back just a lover of etymology. What?
I'm gay? What?
Did I just come out for you? Did I just make you come out of the closet? Should I have asked your permission before telling you that you were gay?
Oh, dang, son. You grabbed me by my cock and yanked me out like a cock rope. So, hey, guys, this is a podcast. I'm your...
Oh, boy.
I'm your laughable host, Kurt.
You were going to say effable? No. But you said that last week.
Yeah, maybe.
I said that your like 4 weeks ago. Other host. See, I can say that because I go second.
The intrappable.
I am Gabe. Do you say your name?
You're gay?
No! No! Wait, no. If I found out that I was gay, I'm like, I hate to be that guy, but I would not be happy.
You would smother yourself?
I would highly discourage myself from being gay. It's not that I'm like against gay people, but it's like, it's an added layer of just things I don't understand.
If you were hurt by as many gay men as I have been hurt by, you'd be against gay men too.
Why do gay men like to beat you up all the time?
Well, mainly because I call them faggots, so.
But you're referring to them as a bundle of sticks. They don't get that because they're all huddled around a fire and you see them and you look, you guys look like a bunch of faggots over there.
Exactly.
And they don't take it that way.
I'm hitting on them.
I'll take it back to word. Ow, ow, ass.
So this is a podcast where we do things, but currently right now we can't really do anything. We're, Gabe, can you recap the fans?
Yeah, so like I was saying, we got attacked by a angry Russian man whose gun we accidentally had in our possession.
Don't mention the name.
Don't mention his name. Well, let's just say he likes to be mentioned in the first act so that he can show up in the third act. But yeah, now we our time machine malfunctioned and we are stuck in this... is it a place? Is it a time?
Honestly, it's kind of a void. Like, I'm reading the time machine, and it just is error, 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 error.
It's not
error,
even like I can
error,
tell you.
Error.
It's like it's not even like a white void, or I can't. It's not even a color. It's just nothing.
Whoa, man! You can't call it a white void. It has no race.
Nah,
that's insensitive.
Well, either way, I can still get the internet. That's the interesting thing.
Yeah, there's also these gumball machines like floating overhead. You know? Have you
noticed that? Yeah, I saw those. I thought I was hallucinating those.
No, that's real. That's real.
When I was a child, I put in too many quarters in the gumball machine because it wasn't working. Turns out there was a jam, and as soon as I dislodged the jam, gumballs just started flying out of the machine, hitting me in the head. So now I just see gumball machines randomly.
So
I wasn't sure if
that
was
just me. No,
that's
real. That's real. That's definitely real.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you see the big naked lady too, right?
Yeah, and is that Bob Dylan over there?
Is that Bob? Oh my god. I thought it was a Sandman for a second.
Hey there, Mr. Tambourine Man.
Is he referring to us?
Are you Bob Dylan? Shakespeare's shoes in the alleyway smoking the tombstone blues.
I think he's trying to communicate to us.
Yeah, okay.
Give us some kind of code.
So, Gabe, you don't have a degree in English, but can you decipher what he's saying?
Well, I do have a degree in Portuguese.
Yeah, okay. So maybe, hey, Mr. Dylan. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man. You already said that.
Okay.
You already said
that. Yeah, he did. But I think it's more about how long he takes to pronounce each syllable.
I was in a coal mine with the leopard skin pillbox hat.
He's telling us that our time machine appears to be defected because there's a... apparently there's a leak in the bathroom. We had a bathroom installed
recently.
How'd
you get that? How'd you get that out of that?
It's, again, it's the syllables. I took a class in Portuguese, and part of it was communicating with people. A lot of artists like to go to Brazil high on drugs.
Oh, okay.
And the staff at these resorts and beaches need to learn how to communicate with them.
The flesh started.
As you know, Brazil
saw.
Accommodates its entire country towards American artists.
Yes, of course.
We built like a bunch of stadiums for the Olympics, even though the country is losing a ton of money.
Also, that's where they take all the political dissidents. So it's either you're an artist or a political dissident. You come willing or you don't.
Yeah.
Or a Nazi. Yeah. Yeah. So like apparently it's broken.
And then he said that the leak, apparently the only way for us to fix the leak is to put all of the leaking liquid back into the porta potty.
The dogs were biting at my toes again while I slept on the grave of my grandmother's wife.
Okay, well he okay,
why are you laughing at him? Did he make a joke?
Well, he said once we get all the liquid back into the time machine, we should theoretically be able to travel to one more location where we can recoup our materials and then proceed back home. But at the end, he did call you the F word and not in reference to a bundle of sticks.
God damn it. I lost my harmonica and I am sad. Oh, I think I understood that one. He doesn't
have
a harmonica.
I'm not going to translate that. Yeah. That's a little bit, again, he's referring to the bundle of sticks, I think, this time. But I'm not going to try to...
Oh, you're saying he's backpedaling? So harmonica means backpedaling.
Yeah.
Okay, well, cool.
He's also on we didn't mention it, but he's also on a bicycle right now. So he is literally backpedaling.
Yeah, he's orbiting around us backwards.
But it's not, exactly.
Also, hold on, I gotta ask. What are you doing here, Bob? How did you, Bob Dylan, a person alive in our times, how did you end up here? The dogs were biting at my mom's face with the tombstone and the coal miners and the... This is the story of the hurricane!
Wow. Okay, wow. He said that apparently he was watching a Marvel movie in theaters, and he was watching Ant-Man, but he was watching it tripping on acid. Wait, didn't you do that?
Yeah, I did that.
Yeah, and he said he was watching it in 3D, and as soon as he put the 3D glasses on, he showed up into this realm.
Oh, wow. And wow. I told her I loved her and things, but then I said, you'll be the one left behind.
Oh, okay, so he's apparently, he's still in the theater right now. Oh. He has never left that theater. And that was, Ant-Man came out, like, what, 2015?
All right, well, so listeners, if you're hearing this, go to the, what theater is it? Westlake 16!
Oh, well, go to the Westlake 16 theater and maybe you'll see Bob Marley.
Get
Dylan there.
Get Bob Dylan out of whatever this is. Like, for real.
Maybe he enjoys it here. You don't know that.
I mean, he is biking around. He's not going to die now, I guess.
Well, okay, Bob, thank you for the help. We appreciate it.
You'll go your way and I'll go mine.
Wow, that was... Touche. I'm not going to translate that, but touche.
Goodbye, Mr. Tambourine Man.
Great. Yeah. Thank you.
Cool. Do you think this is going to be one of those characters that shows up on our show constantly?
I hope so. I think he's got a lot to say. I just hope that I don't have to be the one translating everything he says.
Yeah, you know, maybe like in the real world, he actually speaks like legitimately.
Perhaps.
I don't know.
But hey, on this show, Kurt... that we do, and we are currently doing, and recording our voices into a microphone, we do a series of things every single episode. We shoot the shit, we shoot the piss, and then we drink some beers.
Yes.
Some alcoholic beverages. In this case, we are drinking a beer from a company that we've previously drank. We've had a Leinen Kugel's Summer Shandy previously. Right now we're doing Leinen Kugel's Snowdrift Vanilla Porter.
Yeah. I know, it's pretty good. Like, it's very subtle taste. I've been drinking it lately. Like, right now. By lately, I mean now. Oh, you got in the can form?
Yeah, so when I went to go get it, which we got it together.
We got this.
We did. But when I went to go open it, it's childproof.
Oh, yeah, and you're a child still, yeah.
Yeah, I'm 16. So I had to go back and refund half of the pack for a canned version.
Oh, but, okay.
Hey, guys. Yeah, we review beers. We're going to do some pop culture news in a bit after the break, and then we're going to have a guest on, a very interesting guest from some period of time in history.
Yeah, after we fix this thing.
Yeah, so what do you think of the beer?
You know, I like it. The vanilla is actually pretty subtle. It's not like overwhelming. I would prefer more vanilla.
Reminds me of what's it called? Guinness.
Yeah, but it doesn't taste like cold gravy, you know? It's not as thick.
Yeah, it's not as thick. It's a porter.
Yeah.
As opposed to a stout.
You know, it's not bad. I like it.
Really good. And by the way, like I mentioned every episode, we are professional beer reviewers.
Yes. Yes. So
we went to college for this.
At the end of this episode, expect an extensive and completely full and rich story about how we like this beer so much.
Yeah. We're either going to put a chart out there where we match it with all our categories. We have certain categorical traits. And at the very end, we're gonna dive deep into it. But in the meantime, Kurt, you ready to fix this fucking time machine?
Yeah, and you know, while we're fixing this, we'll let you guys listen to an ad or something.
Yeah, how do you
probably
plan on
whatever we're selling?
How do you plan on cleaning up this, getting all this liquid, this fluid back into the time machine? I think that's mostly yours, because you tend to use the bathroom more than I do.
I mean, we could just dump it in the void.
I think he said we need to put it back in.
Oh.
It's powered by shit, remember?
Oh, okay. So I do have a garden hose. I can siphon it and then siphon it back in.
Why do you have a hose? Do you carry that around to like steal gas out of people's cars?
Yes, and also for boofing. It makes, like, if you want to boof a bunch of pills, you just put them in the top of the cutoff garden hose and slides in.
So you use the same one for boofing and for stealing gasoline out of people's cars?
Yeah.
Do you ever clean it? No, never mind. I don't want you to answer that. Let's do this.
Yeah, why do you care? I'm American. I'm free.
I thought you were going to say, why do you care? I'm a married man. Which, by the way, canonically, you do have
an ex-husband. That I beat once in a while.
Well, guys, we'll be back in a bit.
This episode is brought to you by the Roman Colosseum News Radio. This week, we have a new jazz band for you. Jazz, a thing that's never been invented yet. We're going live to our correspondent, Gabriel Calais, to tell us what jazz is in sound.
Hey, how you doing? So I'm here with this Colosseum Jazz. We're going to play out some music, but...
Can you play us some of your fine Colosseum jazz, Gator Baldy Gaga? Yes, Chris here on NPR, National Public Rome, and you can buy this album for only 12 drucaris per hour. I have fucked my wife last night, I fucked her sister, I fucked my brother, and I said, hey, when in Rome, you buy jazz.
What the fuck is this shit? I'm so angry right now, I'm going in a Brooklyn accent. That's how angry I fucking am. Look at this bullshit. This happens. You know this happens when I get angry. I go all Brooklyn and shit. Look at this. We were supposed to go back to fucking 2021. Now we're here with all these gay ass fucking losers walking around in skirts. and these women in fucking togas like we're at a frat party in the 90s. Where's Blink-182 when you need them? What the fuck is this shit? Who said, hey, let's put columns everywhere? There's fucking columns everywhere, literally everywhere.
More columns in an Excel document.
Well, yeah, just, like, why the fuck did the bathroom have a column inside of the toilet? What the fuck is this? I ordered spaghetti like 10 minutes ago and I got a column inside of it. What is this bullshit? I'm
is this
so
your stand-up
angry. No, it's not my I'm angry.
You should go do stand-up. There's a lot of people with platforms here that are preaching about one thing or another.
Well, you know what?
If
I do stand-up here, you know what I'm going to be standing on? A fucking column, you bitch. I'm so pissed. It says we're in 40 AD. What is this ass milk?
Yeah, it looks like we're in, I guess, ancient Rome, because I could, from the distance, I can see a Colosseum. But yeah, I guess Bob Marley.
You did it again!
I keep calling you Bob Marley.
They're two different people.
He was very clearly Bob Dylan.
Yes,
standing in front of me.
Yes,
I could see
and
him,
he talked
and
like, hey, Bob Dylan. Yeah, you know, that's like fucking, but do you know why we're in this?
I think it had something to do with the amount of shit that was inside of our porta potty time machine, and we only had a certain amount to get to 40 AD. Would you happen to have another shit in you? Because I can't do this.
I mean, I just ordered some spaghetti, so
okay.
Yeah, I'll eat that. We'll see how things work out. I mean, before this, I had like fucking 2 pounds of penang that I ate. Some tofu
I like
penang.
That spaghetti exists in ancient Rome.
Yes, but it's a thing. It's Roman. We are in Italy.
Everyone's eating spaghetti.
Yeah, look at this spaghetti. That guy's eating a full duck, but you know, it's in spaghetti.
Yeah. Well, either way, yeah, I think we could chill here for a bit. I mean, it's kind of brutal out here. I was actually seeing them round up a bunch of Christians to take them into the Colosseum.
Oh wow!
And yeah,
I wonder what they're gonna do with them. I hope they like you know give them like. You know, like, free food or...
I think it's one of those things where, you know, a group of people will, you know, pay a bunch of money to get special seats for a show. Oh. You know, those are supposed to be, like, tithing money or, you know, offerings to God.
Okay.
And
yeah,
end up,
yeah,
you
yeah.
know, they're using it to go watch the show.
So they're getting the fast pass to the...
Yeah.
Does that say Super Bowl? It says Super Bowl, but, like, the V's are, like, the U's are V's?
They get floor seats to the Colosseum Super Bowl.
Also...
They get right up close to the Lions.
Do you want to go to this Colosseum Super Bowl? Are you down?
Sounds fun to me.
Yeah, it says it's going to be in hours.
What is that 11 hours?
I don't know. Is it
that's a
like,
long time.
What's an hour? I don't know how long that is.
I think it was made by a Spaniard.
Oh, Spaniard.
Was getting beat at the same time.
yeah, fun. Well, you know what? While we're here, we can drink some beers, have some spaghetti, get that poop rolling in our stomachs.
Get that poop rolling.
Hey, you're going to have to contribute a little bit, too, I imagine.
I don't know, man. You know how I feel about pooping in a public toilet.
Well, you know what? It doesn't have to be public if you don't think about it.
What do you mean? Like, enter my mind palace?
Yeah, enter your mind palace, man.
I haven't been in there in a while. You know that, right?
Yeah, I know, because you're afraid.
You know what happens when I go in my mind palace.
I know, because Pop Culture Gabe comes out.
Kurt, what have you done?
Hey, man. You know, it might be the right time to bring
Kurt,
him out
what
again.
What have you done?
He might need to come back out again.
Kurt, what have you...
WandaVision! WandaVision!
Hey, Kurt! How you doing? How you doing, bud? I'm back. I'm doing things. Dude, I was taking the biggest shit yesterday. I was inside of a Macy's bathroom. I didn't even bother to close the door. And you know what I did?
What you
did? I called security. I said, hey, security, there's a black man in here and he's trying to steal my wallet. They came in. I was taking a big dump on the floor. You know what I said?
What'd you say?
Sucks for you. Jumped into the toilet. They had to fish me out. They had to get 3 other cops in there to pull me out of the toilet. I was deep in there.
So
you know I could hold my breath for 3 whole minutes?
So you use racism to pull a prank. On mall
I saw someone do it on Twitter. It was funny.
Well, hey, hey, you know what? WandaVision, dude. What?
Oh, I saw WandaVision.
What do
you
got? You
know what happened in WandaVision?
What happened?
Oh, a lot of. Am I allowed to spoil it?
Yes, of course. Who gives a fuck?
Fuck you, man. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Pietro's back, but he's a different Pietro. He's not the same Pietro from this universe. He's a Pietro from the other universe. And now he's getting up to all kinds of goofy 80s hijinks. Wanda apparently has her accent back, and she's sounding like she's straight out of fucking generic accent world.
It's inconsistent.
She's technically still a citizen of Czechoslovakia.
Yeah, so wait, what universe is Pedro from?
Kurt, have you ever seen this movie called X-Men Days of Future Past? Doesn't fucking matter. So there's this kid in that movie. He's called Quicksilver. But then Marvel, unbeknownst to them, made another movie called Avengers Age of Ultron, and they named the character Pietro. Again, complete coincidence. They didn't even know they were doing this. And then they ended up with two Pietros. And the funny thing is, both of these characters had white hair and could run really fast. Whoa. So Marvel ran out of their character because they accidentally killed them in a movie. So they decided to borrow this character from another movie and put him in there and say, hey, it's Pietro. But they thought the audience was dumb enough to buy it. Stupid for them. We're actually, Kurt?
Yeah?
I don't feel so good right now.
Dude, you're bleeding? Is that your kidney?
I rebuke you in the name of Jesus! Duh! Oh my god, Gabe, man.
You gotta accept him. If you let him out...
No, like, man.
If you
He's a literal demon.
Yeah, but if you let him
like
out...
Like from the Bible.
But if you don't let him out, then he's gonna become this crazy mess of a human being.
No, man. The Bible says if a demon comes into you, you put it into a bunch of pigs.
No, if a demon comes in you, he asks for birth control tomorrow morning.
I think that was the end of the world. That this is the end.
Oh.
Is that the Seth Rogen movie where someone gets raped by a demon?
Snoop Dogg.
Pretty sure that happens.
Not in that movie.
This is the end.
So WandaVision.
Dude, don't do that. It's hard. It's really hard to keep up with pop culture, Gabe. He talks too fast, and sometimes you don't have enough content to fill the amount of words he's saying.
I mean, hey, man. It worked. It's fine. You know what?
You think so?
Yeah, you know.
You think the audience is going to be a little freaked out?
They'll be fine. They appreciate the commentary.
I don't know, man. I'm afraid that he can travel through like sound waves and possess people.
Well, let's hope. Honestly, we need more possessed people. Make America possessed again, you know? Come on, man. Like, get behind something. Stand.
Mappa?
You don't even stand. Oh no, we don't stand for Mappas. Yeah, they like children or something. So,
hey, you there was a time when you used to like kids.
Yeah, I did, but then I had a child steal my shoes in Mexico. It wasn't a Mexican child.
And you said, I am writing off children forever.
Yeah, it was just a random white kid that followed me on the plane to Mexico to steal my shoes.
That was very convenient, so then you don't have to make an entire blanket statement about an entire race.
Exactly, so I just backpedaled in a joke, which is amazing. Can you see what I'm doing? Look at this! I'm so good at comedy,
man! Oh,
man.
But
hey,
yeah,
but
dude,
what did you think of WandaVision?
Yeah, man, you know, it was... I like it. I really like it. I think it's really good, and I think that... I wasn't going to spoil anything. The whole point was for us to not spoil anything, but I guess... You had to let the demon out of the bag.
Oh, speaking of demons, my god. Are you ready for it?
Oh, boy.
Are you ready for it?
Yeah, I'm ready for it.
So, I know that we talk a lot of shit about, like, Marvel and DC and all these big things.
A bunch of nerd shit, am I right?
We're going to talk about something even more deeply rooted in nerd culture. And
wait,
that is
what?
Warhammer.
I thought we were going to talk about sports.
Oh, well, yeah, no, nope. No, but we're talking about Warhammer. There was a new trailer that came out for Warhammer Total War 3.
Now, let me just give my position on Warhammer, because you made me watch the trailer.
Yes.
Because I have no interest in that. And
I held him by
the
scruff of the neck and shoved him in front of a TV.
And he put me in front of the screen, mm-hmm. and he pressed the space button. I couldn't see anything, because, again, I'm up against the screen. All I could see are pixels.
Yep.
But I got the gist of it. And let me tell you, I was resistant. And I have not seen the first two Warhammer movies, but this actually looks really good.
It's a game, but yeah.
I'm sorry?
It's a game. It's
like a,
it's like StarCraft, but like different.
So I have to play it.
Yeah. So the first two games were basically like a giant strategy game. Okay. The third game is going to be a continuation of that.
Is it like a first-person shooter kind of game?
No, it's a strategy game. You control massive armies.
Is it like a third-person shooter, then?
Do you like demons? Do you like dwarves? Do you like orcs?
Well, I think we made it pretty clear that I don't like demons,
Dwarves, I don't mind dwarves. I just don't get why we don't get to say the M word.
Yeah, I'm tired of finding them in my luggage. So
orcs, you know, they're all right.
Yeah, so basically,
they don't like it when you go in their swamps.
That's ogres. But this game is going to be...
Is that not the same thing?
No, it's not. This game is going to be really cool.
What's the difference between an ogre and an orc?
Okay, that's... What universe are we talking about?
An orc is made out of mud.
That's
an ogre
true.
Is green.
That's not true. I don't
that
want.
Is true.
No, I'm not.
I've seen Lord of the Rings. An ogre.
No.
Is
orcs
made
are
of
made
mud,
of dark magic.
And an orc is green.
And elves.
Ogres, elves are the little tiny people from Lord of the Rings.
Ogres are
Gimli.
Ogres are technically a species that existed before humans.
Are we talking Lord of the Rings? Are we talking Warhammer, or are we talking real life?
Well, I'm talking Warhammer when it comes to ogres. I was clarifying the Lord of the Rings things. They're not made of mud. They're made of dark magic and elves. They're perverted
they're
elves.
Mud. I saw them. I saw a mud thing turn into an orc. I think it was an allegory for the creation of man in the Bible.
Yeah. So this Warhammer game is pretty cool. We're gonna have. Like the Ice Queen from Russia in it, and it's Elsa. Elsa's gonna be in the game.
Wow.
And demons and shit. That's pretty cool.
So what happened to her in the last movie? Or sorry, the last game? Did she?
She didn't exist.
How did she get her powers?
She didn't exist.
She didn't exist.
I'm not gonna. No, I'm not gonna get into the lore because I know you're gonna make fun of me for it.
Oh, you think that's the point where I'm gonna just lose all my respect for you?
Yeah.
You think I'm like on the edge right now, and I'm thinking if this guy says one more fucking nerdy shit, I'm done. And that's the line right there?
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough. Keep your secrets to yourself.
I'll keep my secret to myself. Yeah. Also, this spaghetti's pretty popping, dude.
Is it? How's your stomach feeling?
Not like I need to take shit, but it's like I'm gonna probably need to take a shit after watching a large sports event in a large coliseum-type place.
Well, that sounds good. Hopefully they have sanitary toilets here.
I heard they use loofahs for their asses, so I'm actually kind of looking forward to that one.
Like they shove it up in there and scrape around to make sure their colons are nice and clean?
Yep. That's how they wipe their ass. They don't wipe their ass, they wipe in their ass.
I heard that they have a method of going the other way and shoving something down your mouth to kind of accelerate the process of pooping.
I'm even more excited for the vomitoriums, which have nothing to do with vomit in them, but I want to go in there and vomit.
Fair enough. But hey, we got... I have a piece of news here, too. So last week we mentioned that the Snyder Cut is...
Not real.
It's coming. We'll talk about that.
It's a lie created by the leftists of the United States.
Are we really getting into this?
Perpetuated by the liberal left media.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
This is, okay. So this, for anyone who doesn't know, how do I run down the Snyder Cut? So there was a movie in 2017
I will not wear
Justice
a mask
League.
For the Snyder Cut.
Well, okay, so there was a movie in 2017 called Justice League. It was a piece of shit. Halfway through filming the movie, the director, his daughter, died, so he had to leave. And then they replaced him with another director.
Get wrecked.
And that movie turned out like shit. And everyone's like, oh my god, the original director's vision was so good. It was going to be amazing. It was going to be a masterpiece. So then now the studio's like, okay, we'll let you have his vision. And they're calling it the Snyder Cut after the director, Zack Snyder. So Kurt believes this thing doesn't exist. But I actually have a quote from Zack Snyder himself.
Who is not real.
Condemning people like you.
He's a
who deny
liar.
That the Snyder Cut is real. This is a real quote by Zack Snyder talking about Snyder Cut deniers. I'm not kidding.
Are you fucking serious? Okay, go for it.
This is serious. Yeah. He says, this is a real quote. He says, we know the people who were the architects of that narrative, and it's pretty obvious what their agenda is. Those are people that I've been held back from confronting by wiser people in the room. Because I'd love to get at some of these characters. Some direct conversations would be nice. Again, I'm not kidding. This is actually him saying this.
Oh my God.
Just to say, one, you don't know shit about what you're talking about. And we can break down everything they've ever said, and I can make a list. There's a few of these guys where I could just get a list of everything they've ever said that they thought was right, and I could tell them every single thing they've said is wrong. And so, in what world do you have any credibility whatsoever to anyone? I would love the opportunity to just say to the world and to fandom in general who these fakers are and what should be done to them and with them. It's just a bunch of BS.
Man, liberals do cry a lot.
Zack Snyder reminds me, he's probably a nice guy.
He probably is.
He's probably a really nice guy. I'm sorry about his daughter. Look, he reminds me so much of Trump.
Yeah, a little bit.
He's
he's so petty.
He's so petty. But they released they announced that it's actually coming out on March 18th, and it's going to be a 4-hour movie.
Fuck.
So we're going to watch 4 hours of Justice League with Jared Leto's Joker's in it. He released a photo of the Joker, and he's holding a playing card. You don't really see his face, so we don't know if he still has the tattoos from Suicide Squad.
Wahoo.
Yeah.
Ooh, I care a lot.
Yeah? You're into it?
Yeah, you know, this is really nerdy shit, and I think that it's pretty lame.
But do you have anything to say to him? Because he just said, we need to think about what should be done to you. And he said that he can go through everything you've ever said and tell you where you're wrong. So what do you have to say to Zack Snyder, Kurt?
If the things you mean doing to include fellatio, I'm in. And if you're going to talk shit about me, we got to set up a series of guidelines and a safe word first. But then, yeah, you're good. You're good. I'm good. I'm all for humiliation. If you can make it sexy, we're good.
Why does everything have to be sexual with you?
Because I don't.
Why can't you just tell this guy to fuck off like a regular person?
Because, fuck off, Kevin Feige.
There we go. No, Zack Snyder. Kevin Feige's another guy.
He's the Zack Snyder of Marvel.
No, Mom. Kevin Feige's another guy.
You can't pause.
I hate it when my mom comes to see these midnight showings with me because she doesn't get anything.
He's the George Lucas of Darvel.
Yep. Oh boy.
So we look at the time, Gabe. We should probably go get tickets and seats. I don't know what we're gonna pay with.
I tried to pre-order them on my phone. I went on Ticketmaster and they banned me for using offensive language.
How? You're ordering tickets. How do you use offensive language?
Well, I was buying the tickets and I said I wanted front row seats.
Yeah.
And they said those are reserved for Christians. So I told them I was actually Jewish.
Oh.
Yeah, that didn't really go very well.
Yeah.
They do not like
the
Jews.
They don't like
here.
The Jews at all.
I think Jesus kind of fucked it up for everyone.
Well, I think actually Caligula, the current emperor, by the way, if you didn't know, he actually slaughtered a bunch of Jews in Israel.
Yeah, I was hearing about Caligula. I heard there was a guy on a platform over there talking about
Caligula and
all the bad things he's done. Yeah.
Yeah. No, well, he's the emperor.
Apparently, he's been putting around all these columns, and people are very upset because there's just columns everywhere.
It's really hard to walk around. But yeah.
He put a column through the public library, and half the books in the library are now about building columns. That's actually Italy's main export right now.
I guess we could call it Columbia.
Yep.
All right. Well, hey, with that stupid joke, I think it's time for us to go get our tickets and seats and shit. And give you guys a little bit of an ad break. We'll be back.
Yeah, don't. This ad is brought to you by Collins Columns. We have all kinds of columns at our store.
We sell columns! Columns! We got lots of columns! We have so many goddamn columns! I can't even believe it! We have so many goddamn butterflies! Fucking big shit! Come all over the floor, columns!
Yes, we have all kinds of columns. We have columns that go up and down.
Yes!
We have columns that go side to side.
Columns!
We have columns that go
diagonal.
Holy motherfucking shit, we have so many goddamn columns and fuck my mom in this store and say, hey bitch, you want a column?
You think of all the different types of architecture that you can possibly fathom, but each of them come with columns.
Buy a house, more like suck my balls and buy a column, you stupid bitch! Ah!
What What if you get a column that transcends dimensions?
Columns!
Come to Collins Columns, and we can get you set right up.
Dude, they have fucking giraffe chimichangas here. Look at this fucking menu. Look, we got lion hot dogs, giraffe chimichangas, alligator burgers, borscht. I don't even know how they got borscht. I mean,
Do they even have beef? Can I just get like regular beef here or chicken?
Yeah, but it's a salad, and
oh fuck that.
Yeah, it's a beef salad.
Yeah,
They have gumbo? How'd they get gumbo? Wasn't gumbo created like in the 1890s?
Can I just get like an appetizer? Like, do you think they have churros or something?
They have, Christian rinds.
Ah, yeah, what is that? Look, is that like?
It says, I'm really good at reading Latin, by the way. It's deep fried skins of killed Christians. Oh shit, that's a little rough. But I mean, I imagine they taste pretty biblical. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You think, I know it's, like, terrible for me to get it, and that would be very, just bad. It would be technically cannibalism, right? But do you think, like, I should, like, as a joke, you know, just for the show at least, like...
Hey, when in Rome.
Yeah, for real. You think I should try it, though?
Yeah,
I'll try it.
Dude,
I should try it.
Yes, I'll go get some snacks. Do you want anything else?
I mean, look...
I'm getting the giraffe churro.
Dude, yeah. I mean, if they have other, like, human parts, food made from humans, you know.
I think you're stressing too hard on the human part, but yeah, I'll...
No, yeah, you're right.
I'm gonna go dealer's choice, but I will get us some Christian rinds. Don't worry about that.
Yeah.
And some flesh popcorn.
And the human parts.
Yeah, sure. I'll be back. Yeah, man, I'm gonna go get I'm totally not gonna go vomit or anything. I'll be back.
Okay,
I'll see
you. Okay, cool. You want me to keep recording while we...
Yeah, dude, also... Right. Cool booth that we're in.
We didn't mention. So the booth we're in is actually, it's kind of a balcony seat, actually.
Yeah.
I'm looking around. I think it's the only balcony seat here.
Well, I'll be back. Excuse me, guard.
Oh. Yeah, we got guards, too. I think, like, with a certain level of seats, you get guards placed just outside of the booth. But, hey, it's pretty cool. We have a lion down there. I think we're waiting on the... I'm going to put up Christians. I wonder if it's the same Christians from the fight that we get to eat. Or, sorry, have to eat, or...
Oh, yes! Hey, my goodness! Let the games begin! Oh, yes!
Hey, sir!
Hello, I'm Caligula! The king or something!
You're Caligula!
Yeah! I'm Caligula!
Oh my god, you're the emperor of Rome. Leader.
I prefer to call myself the god of Rome, but they keep on telling me that I'm just the emperor. Hey, you like horses?
I actually really do like horses.
Oh, servant, get this man a horse. I want to see him fuck it.
Oh, wow. That's pretty forward. Hi, nice to meet you. I'm Gabe. I am a reporter. No, I'm a radio host. No, I work for a newspaper.
Are you a citizen?
I'm a citizen. I'm just a regular citizen, and I was just enjoying the game. I'm sorry, is this your seat? Was I sitting in your seat?
Yes, that's okay. It's fine. Oh. I don't care.
Wow, you're very nice.
That's what I think I am. And did you know, like, last week I killed 2,000 Jews in 10 minutes?
That's... Hey, man, you know, if... Were they doing something bad? Was it justified in any way?
No, not really. They were just there.
Well, hey, man. Sounds, if you're, you know, live your life, do you. But how's it going? You're doing this whole, you mind if I ask you a couple questions? Actually, I'm working on a thing for a thing.
Are you a member of the Roman Gazette?
Yes, that's what I am.
Oh, yes, I have killed most of the people who work for you, but yes, I'd love to give you an interview.
Sure. So, hey, how's your day been so far?
shitty. My servant wouldn't touch the horse's balls in the right way, so I had to cut his feet off.
Ooh, jeez. Okay, how about, well, okay, so you've been ruling the Roman Empire for, it says here, since 37 AD.
Oh, yes, 3 years and many more, I believe.
Yeah, sure, many more. But yeah, so you seem to have a lot of interesting policy decisions and a lot of campaign goals that you set for yourself. Is there anything specifically that you want to tell the Roman people that you care about and that just to assure them that your rule will be fair and just?
I really love to cut taxes and actually build a couple of aqueducts, but I also want to kill about 15,000 Christians before next Tuesday.
Okay, all right, so I see you have a bit, I don't know if I'm overstepping here, but I see that you have a bit of a, may I say, PR issue, you know? I think the taxes thing is cool.
And by
now, let me ask you something.
PR
issue,
something. I think you mean penis Romanus.
Oh, boy. Yeah. I mean, people do like a charming and funny emperor, so that's a plus. But, may I ask you something? I think this might be a... I can help you out, actually, with this whole PR thing, but I need to ask you, would you happen to be pro or anti-abortion?
What?
Abortion. Would you happen to be pro or anti-abortion?
What's an abortion?
That's when you have a baby, it's a baby, inside of someone's stomach, and then these bad people come in, and they kill the baby, they stab it with a bunch of knives, and the baby's dead, and that's...
Is it funny?
It depends on how you look at it.
I would probably enjoy... Can you make the baby into food?
You're asking too many questions here. See, the point I was trying to make is if you say that you're anti-abortion, we can kind of wipe away all of the things that you did wrong and just say that you're anti-abortion and that's what people will fixate on.
So you mean I have to lie?
I mean, you don't have to lie. You just have to speak a different truth, you know?
I am anti-abortion.
Perfect. There we go. That's what I'm saying. Hey, man, please, you know, don't kill me. But I think that if we work together and we just kind of rewrite some of your speeches, make them a little more positive, bring up the anti-abortion thing more, we can make you into a very appealing public figure.
Hold that thought real quick. Look down there. Look, that ostrich is about to rape one of the Christians.
Oh boy, yeah, that ostrich is... It went right at it.
Let me elbow you in the chest real quick. It's kind of randy, am I right?
That ostrich just kind of like flattened its neck horizontally and ran straight at that Christian and pierced him like a spear.
Right up the bum.
Yeah, without he was bending over to pick up his weapon that he
without consent, is that funny?
But that's what I'm saying.
Hey,
reword it.
Did you know that I had sex with my sister? Is that cool? Dude,
that's what I'm saying. So there's ways to word things that you could get away with it. So for instance, if you tell everyone, hey, I had sex with my sister, people are going to be like, oh my god, this emperor is clearly a crazy incestual maniac. But if you say, hey, this emperor is a hot new bachelor who likes to get laid, and he doesn't care about a woman's, you know, freedom of expressing her sexual nature, that'll make you seem like you're more sex positivity and more, you know, in line with the times. I think people will appreciate that more.
Hold on, let me check my sundial real quick. Oh, it says it's women have freedom o'clock, apparently.
There
wow,
we go.
You're funny.
There we go. Hey, man, I think, like I said, if we work together, I think we can get a lot of things done. I mean, I think we should drop the killing of the Christians and all that.
What about appointing a horse to Senate? I already did that. It was funny.
That sounds pretty great. It'll if you make it into like a... You know what a meme is?
Oh, that's my cousin. Cassius Meme Octavius.
Oh, did somebody call me?
Hey, Octavius.
Is this your cousin?
Octavius, would you tell him how funny his face looks?
Oh, I thought of this funny joke where it was a big rabbit and he's very fat, and I call him Big Chungus.
Oh, that's...
You see, we joke a lot here at the court of Caligula.
Well, hey, again, I would love to join your court and to be a part of your...
Speaking of court, would you like to have an orgy right now? I would love to have an orgy. Look at this. Look, we have so many fine horses and women and men and ducks.
If I'm going to be honest with you, I am a virgin, so I don't know if I would be allowed to lose my virginity
glorious.
To a horse.
He's a virgin. Look at that, Octavius. He's a virgin.
Let me shove my telescope into his anus.
I'm not doing... Nope, not doing that. Not doing that one.
Do you want to touch my pig?
Okay, this is getting very... I'm not feeling comfortable right now.
Ooh, are you sure? Yeah, watch me...
That's when the fun starts.
Yeah, watch me vomit on the pig first.
Oh, you too? Oh, my God. That's disgusting.
Oh, that's disgusting!
Oh, I'm so turned
okay, that's
on.
That's grossing me out. I'm not...
I touched the pig. Oh, he vomited on the pig, too.
Okay, guys. Caligula, it's been a fun time. I think you are on the up and up, I think. If you stick to what I told you, and if you rebrand yourself as this new, you know, progressive and modern leader who cares about human rights, you can do whatever the fuck you want on the side. Just market that shit, you know?
Abortions are funny. I get it. It's a hole.
No, the opposite. It's the opposite.
Oh.
Okay.
I'm going to build a bridge dedicated to myself, is what you're saying. I'm going to call myself Jupiter from now on. And I am going to inevitably get myself killed by the hands of my suitors.
You know what? If that's what you want to set out for yourself, that's what you're going to get. But I'm going to go to the restroom for a bit. And hopefully you guys will have a fun time at this Colosseum.
Ta-ta!
Oh, Caligula. What's that in your bum?
Oh, kiss me, brother. I'll show you.
I thought I was your cousin, but okay.
Hey, Gabe. Gabe, I'm back with the... What the fuck is
Dude,
going
let's go,
on
let's
in
go,
here?
Let's go. Let's go.
Why is there a
don't
pig?
Even look at it.
Okay.
Let's get out of here.
There's
let's
a
go.
Pig
let's
covered
go.
In vomit?
Nope.
Hey, speaking of vomit, had a great time.
Yeah, you took a while.
Yeah,
molested by two Italian men.
That's a good time, man. Hey, lucky you. So I brought back, it's the alligator burger. That's all I didn't eat. I ate everything. I'm sorry, man.
Did you get the human, the thing with the humans in it?
Yeah, I ate it. We can stop back on the booth if you want to.
You ate it?
Dude, I was hungry.
That was the one thing I was excited to try from here.
So they got this cool thing out here where you... eat a bunch of shit, you vomit it up, and you eat more shit.
Yeah, that's... I mean, you can do that whenever you want.
What? Are you serious? I thought that was, like, a thing that, like, you know, like, Walkmans were a thing of the 90s.
I guess. Okay, fair enough. Hey, I just interviewed the Emperor of Rome.
Yeah, that's cool, dude. Do you want to check out my vomit pile?
Well, here's the thing. He has a thing against Christians, right?
Okay.
And you know that I'm a Christian. Especially ever since traveling to Noah times and meeting the actual biblical Noah. That, if anything, confirmed my belief in
Christianity. You talked to him for like 2 seconds.
Yeah, and I mean, he's real. So if he's real, then holy shit, hell is real. And I do not want to fuck with that shit.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're going to have to get out of here soon because I think he's going to realize that I'm a Christian because I am very anti-abortion. And I convinced him that abortion is bad. And I don't think we have much time.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, hey, man, you look more Roman than I do. I think they
you think
were.
So?
Yeah, they were kind of. I was getting a lot of funny looks. You know, they're like, "Hey, I think you might invade us someday, you white man with blue eyes."
Yeah, he was. I got a peek at some of his strategy plans for his. There were some dotted lines pointing towards Britain. Something about seashells.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, you know, he won't be here for like. What is it? I'm checking my sundial. About another year.
Okay. All right. So we'll fuck out of here.
Yeah. Let's. Yeah. All right. Hey, you want to? Here. This burger's for you, though. Here, buddy. I love you.
Do you think you have enough in you to?
Yeah.
Shit?
Yeah, well, I vomited a lot of it out. We can stop by at the stand again. You can get some of the human rice. Have this Gator Burger.
Okay, I'll.
They're Nile crocodile. They're delicious.
I just took one bite out of that. I'm feeling very gassy.
Yeah, it's because it's filled with gas.
Oh boy, I'm feeling very gassy. I think is the time machine anywhere around here? I think we can power this thing.
Oh, that's over at the Acropolis. Yeah. All right.
Oh shit! Do you think we can get across town in time to? I really need to take this.
Yeah,
shit.
We got to take the column taxi.
All right, let's do it.
All right, cool.
Hey guys, this episode is brought to you by Caligula's empirical rule of the Roman Empire.
Hey guys, I'm Caligula.
So, Caligula, you were accused of of sleeping with your officials' wives and then bragging about it publicly in front of them. So how would you like to respond to these allegations?
I only had sex with these people privately. Therefore, I didn't actually have sex with them publicly.
Okay, I mean, I guess that kind of debunks the headline. But, okay, so next headline. Caligula, apparently you were supposedly meant to sacrifice a bull to the gods by hitting it over the head with a huge mallet, and at the last minute you struck the priest's assistant on the head, and then laughed at him as he died on the floor, bleeding out.
Bonk!
So is that the sound that it made when you hit him all over the head with the head?
Yes.
With the mallet? That's funny. That's really funny. Okay, fair enough. I'll give you a pass for that. Okay, lastly, Caligula had a legion nearly mutiny when he tried to order them to invade Britain and then settled out that he declared war on the sea and ordered them to collect seashells from the beach as war trophies. Is this true?
You can't fuck a fish as well as you can fuck a man or a woman. I hate the ocean. You know what I mean? Have you ever tried to fuck a dolphin? They just don't like it. They want to fuck you.
Okay, so you're saying you're a survivor from sexual assault by a dolphin?
Yes.
There we go. There we go. That's how we do it. So, wow. Oh my god. Oh, I guess
Gabe,
I have one more.
What are you doing? What are you doing right now? It's
dude,
me. It's Kurt.
I'm trying to... Yeah, I know who you are. I can tell the difference. So I was trying to help this Emperor Caligula. His PR game is a little bit raw. I need to kind of help him build this up so that he can portray himself better. I'm really trying to save my own ass, man. I'm a Christian, Christians.
Let me ask him a question. I got this.
Go ahead. Clear that throat. Please clear that throat. Because you were sounding like a cigarette smoker.
Hey, Caligula. What do you think about the military owning weapons?
I think we should replace all weapons with fun sticks. And jelly beans and little baby flowers.
See? Look. You have to ask the right question, dude.
That's actually a pretty nice answer.
Bingo. See, you have to ask the right question. He's an
idiot.
That's
the kind of answer Willy Wonka would give.
Exactly. He's basically Willy Wonka who has the ability to kill people.
We should have Willy Wonka on the podcast.
Spoiler.
Mm-hmm.
In my notes, hey, it says that this is part four of our podcast where we do things like review beers, say goodbye to y'all. Oh yeah, hold on.
Oh my god!
Gabe, you good in there?
Oh my god!
You good in there? Gabe, I'm sorry, I started without you.
Okay, hold on, let me just... Do I even need a wipe? Fuck it, I'm not even wiping. Screw that shit.
Tell him what you're doing, Gabe. Well, I mean, you missed the intro, dude. I'm so disappointed. You missed the intro.
You started recording
intro.
Without me?
Yeah, I had to.
I'm sorry.
We're on a time constraint.
Hey, listener, we've had a couple beers, quite a bit. Hold on. Yeah, we've had a couple beers, a couple of snacks, a couple of entrees, a couple of courses, and let's just say that my output reflected my input. And I think we have enough fuel to get back to 2021.
Dumb it down. Our audience is full of idiots. Like, we are idiots.
You're right about that.
Yeah. Everyone
if you're listening
to
this
podcast,
right now,
yeah.
You are a fucking moron.
Yeah, why don't you listen to something better? Like, you know...
Why are you listening to us?
Yeah, for real. Like, listen to something good, like... That one podcast that I don't listen to because...
The Daily.
Yeah, The Daily, because I'm
with
too
Michael
dumb.
With Michael
Barbaro. Yeah, I'm too dumb for that.
Yeah. But, hey...
He was
I think
taking
we have enough
a
fuel.
Shit.
I think we have enough fuel to get back to 2021.
You haven't even let me poop yet, but...
You're gonna poop on top of my poop?
Yeah. Right, you know what? While I'm pooping, you do your beer review.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, so this is a podcast. We do beer reviews.
We do.
Call it out.
And as we promised, we're gonna do a comprehensive review of this beer called Line and Kugel's Snowdrift Vanilla Porter. So, this robust porter, aged on real vanilla, as it says on the can, was very good. I very much enjoyed this beer. It has a dark afterbirth, and it was honestly pretty good. Look.
So what's your finger scale? What's your finger scale?
As someone who is not very familiar with the eccentricities of the beers and the particulars that make up what makes a beer taste good, I'm gonna have to rate this objectively on my finger scale.
Okay, so hold on, let me preface real quick.
Oh, now you have to explain the finger scale?
Yeah, we have a finger scale. Let's.
So you're waiting for me to just get to the edge of giving my rating, and then you're gonna explain the rating.
Yeah, I'd love to edge you, buddy. Love it. Mm. So what we do on this show is we review our beers, and we have the system called the finger scale, where we put our fingers and arrange them in a weird, whatever way we want them to be, to say, hey, this is how we feel about the beer, and we explain it. Gabe, take it away. You drunk bastard.
All right, so what? I don't know what you're talking about. So I'm going to put a triangle over my head, right? So I'm connecting my thumbs together and my forefingers together.
Pointers.
In a way that will make a forefingers together. In a way that will... make them into a triangle, like Illuminati symbol.
I got my four fingers removed when I was a baby.
I'll put them over my head. And this pyramid will symbolize the fact that the base of this beer, you know, it's very strong. It's like, it's again, reminding me of Guinness. As it goes up, you start to feel the vanilla notes, which the vanilla notes are very light. You barely taste them, like Kurt said. But they're there. They're there. And I think that overall, this beer makes me feel like I'm an Egyptian building a pyramid. Like I'm drinking something that, right now, may not taste that great, but each beer that I drink, I get closer and closer to the top.
And at the very top,
yeah, closer to God. Exactly. So, Kurt.
Yes,
how do you feel about
my finger,
this alcoholic
my finger
beverage?
Scale is an upside down finger gun. So just a regular finger gun, but upside down. And that stands for a thumbs down because I was lied to about the vanilla content of this beer.
Your fucking vanilla content, man. You just want everything to be on the surface and obvious It's I'm you can gay. Tease the vanilla. It's
I'm
in
a
there.
Dumb liberal, and I think that the amount of vanilla should be equal to the amount of beer that's in there, but I think the beer should have more rights than the vanilla.
I just think that vanilla is a human right. Every single person on Earth is entitled to a certain amount of vanilla in their beer.
But that explains...
But not that much.
The upside-down thumb, not great on the vanilla. But I'm making the finger gun because, you know what? I like drinking it. I'm good with drinking it. I may be an alcoholic and I like to drink whatever is in front of me, not my bot, but...
I still have a couple cans of Labatt.
Yeah, and they're disgusting.
Yeah, I didn't finish them.
But it's an upside-down finger gun, meaning that I don't appreciate the lie about the vanilla, but I do like the beer itself. It's okay.
It's not a lie.
It's good.
It's a misrepresentation.
You know what's a misrepresentation?
It's about how you word things, Kurt. It's
your
not a lie
pussy.
If you word it slightly different.
I was told that your mom's pussy was amazing, but then I put my dick in it, and then I was like, oh shit, I'm actually gay.
Wait, who told you that? Who's talking about my mom?
You?
Me?
Yeah, dude, have you ever seen you on PCP? All you do is talk about your mom.
Well, what I do is...
Her favorite hobbies, her favorite foods, her, like, sleeping position in bed.
Well, when I said pussy, I was referring specifically to this cat my mom has.
You don't own a cat. I know that. I've been to your house. Don't...
When I was referring to my mom's pussy, I was talking about that time that I was birthed. And how I was actually referring to the moment I was born and how smooth and slick the slide was. It was like coming out of a nice tube of mayonnaise, and you're being squeezed out, and you hear that last little bit go, and I just burst out into the scene. Yeah,
are we in Europe?
Yeah, you know where they used mayonnaise as toothpaste?
Yep.
Yeah, you just get squeezed out
so,
of that
hey,
tube,
guys,
and let me
know
tell
what?
You, my mom's colon was like a slippery slide. And as you know, the colon does connect to the vagina, which
and
the human
vagina
being.
Connects to the hip bone, and the hip bone connects to the elbow. The elbow
head, shoulders, knees, and toes.
To the brain.
You know?
The brain
yeah.
connects to the brain stem, and the brain stem connects to your balls. Amen.
Wait,
hey,
what?
Gabe, you know what? You know what? Gabe, you know what?
You motherfuckers! Oh my god!
Gabe, you know what?
Chekhov!
Jeez, really?
You sons of bitches!
We
you
didn't
thought
even
that
mention his name!
You thought if you didn't mention my name that I wouldn't come. But let me tell you the thing about erectile dysfunction. I'm always coming! Yeah!
Fuck, alright, back in the... Hold... Alright.
God damn it, back in the time machine. Alright, let's get in here. Dude, let's 2021, let's go. Oh,
typed it in, we're going.
You think you get away from me?
Oh my god, he's juking himself off!
I'm getting tired of this.
You're gonna come! Let's
I'm
get out of here, Kurt,
of
before
this,
he comes,
you know
Kurt, please!
Good night, New York.
Good morning, Atlanta.